Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, Serve in Unity. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 13, Danger of Overconfidence. Many of the Christians in Corinth felt they were strong enough to relate with the pagans, yet not be affected by their practices. Many Christians today also think they can play with the world and not be affected by its ways. Paul used an illustration from the Old Testament of Israel's deliverance from Egypt and later journey through the wilderness. He used it to teach Christians the danger of overconfidence and gave four instructions from this session's text. First, continually review the blessings of God. Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Paul referred to three basic blessings of the Jews in the wilderness. They were liberated from slavery under the cloud, all passed through the sea, guided by God with a column by day and fire by night. That's the whole Red Sea experience. They were baptized into Moses. Huh? Baptized into Moses? The Israelites were in unity with him as God's leader for them. Moses was also a type of Christ in their freedom from slavery. So they were baptized into Moses to become a part of what he was doing in God's deliverance. And then they were supernaturally fed by God. All ate the same spiritual food. All drank the same spiritual drink. God provided manna from heaven and water from a rock. The rock represented Jesus, who provides for us today as well. God brought Israel out of Egypt, gave them a strong leader, and fed them from his resources. When you begin to think about all you have accomplished, you need to review the reality that it's all by God's power, and not yours. Second, periodically revisit the displeasure of God. Verse 5, but with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Periodically, we need to examine just what it is that displeases God. But with most of them, God was not well pleased. Even though the Israelites experienced God's blessing, they rebelled and were displeasing to him in their sin. They committed four major sins: idolatry, serving other gods, sexual immorality, serving lusts, testing Christ, presumptuous sins, complaining, expressing discontent, accusing God for allowing what displeases you. He plans your life for his purposes, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. God was not pleased with most of his children. and the wilderness was littered with their bodies. You can fool others. You can even fool yourself, but you cannot fool God. Outward appearance is deceiving. Remember 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 7? Or 16, verse 7? The Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And then third, consistently heed the warnings of God. Verses 11 and 12. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages has come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Three times Paul gave a warning. Look at again, verses 1, verse 6, verse 11. "I do not want you to be unaware. Now these things became our examples. They were written for our admonition." Why was the Old Testament written? We need to avoid mistaking pride for position. We need to learn from the past. The failures of the Israelites warn us that we can fail just as they did. We are commanded to stand firm, but not become overconfident in our standing. And then fourth, daily depend on the faithfulness of God. Look at verse 13. "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." We need to avoid making foolishness. We need to avoid mistaking foolishness for faith. Paul applied what he used from Israel's experiences in the Old Testament. He gave three truths. Temptation will come. Our temptation is no different than anybody else's. And God is faithful. Sometimes we ought to resist. Sometimes we ought to run. God is faithful in providing an escape. Don't be foolish and just ignore it. Genesis chapter 39. Remember Joseph in Potiphar's house? Genesis 39, verse 7. "And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph. And she said, 'Lie with me.' But he refused and said to his master's wife, 'Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you're his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?' So it was, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work and none of the men of the house were inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, 'Lie with me.' But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside." Listen, be ready to use the escape route provided to deal with the temptation. Be careful of feeling secure about yourself. When you think your spiritual life is at its strongest and your morals are at their purest, watch out. You have a great day.